This is Torah, and we are back. The parasha called Metzora, about the person afflicted with tzara'at, leprosy. Early regulations, early health code, establishing a system by which people could remain healthy and disease could be minimalized. All of this might seem archaic to us now, but this was somewhat revolutionary in the day. This level of care. This would follow the Jewish people all throughout history, becoming renowned medical doctors, scientists, physicists. Today, for being such a small part of the population, some 0.04% of the world's population, the Jewish people have 20% of the Nobel Prizes, mainly in the sciences. So that attention to detail involving health and disease all begins here in the Torah. I wanted to mention as well, if you ever have questions concerning our study, feel free to email them to me through our website at Torah101daily.com. Also, some of you have asked how you can contribute and support if the teachings are ministering to you, feeding you. You can contribute at the same website, Torah101daily.com. Also, all of our archive teachings from the first podcast that we began last fall are all there as well. So if you wanted to go over any of the teachings or pick a particular book to go through once again, you can do that on our website, Torah101daily.com. Leviticus, Vayikra, chapter 14, verse 33. Adonai said to Moshe and Aaron, "When you have entered the land of Canaan, which I am giving you as a possession." The land of Canaan, of course, the land of the Canaanites, that God uprooted and allowed the ancient Israelites to move in and take possession of that land. It was God's decision, not man's decision. And once again, the children of Israel are back in the land of Canaan, now known as the land of Israel. So God promising this land, this ancient territory, saying that he is giving it as a possession. Who are we to argue? Who am I to argue? Who is anyone to argue? If God wills it, it's going to be. And he willed it. For Bible believers, it's important to see this. Our Bible says that God gave the children of Israel this land as a possession, and yes, he moved one people group out and moved his people in. It's really that simple. Today we live in such hypersensitive times and hyper-tolerant and hyper-inclusive. But look, this is the way the world is. Every place had others in it that were moved out. Look at the United States, for example. Each civilization built on another. Of course, the ancient Canaanites do not exist anymore as a people. And the current Palestinian people, who have no relation to the Canaanites, are Arab people from all the surrounding regions. Arabs were typically nomadic tribesmen, shepherds. So the Arabs located in the land of Israel became known as the Palestinian people. The Romans gave the name Palestina after Philistine as a means of spiting the Jewish people whom they had exiled from the land of Judea, the Jews, Judea. But there were never a people called the Palestinians who had sovereignty over the land of Israel. There were nomadic people who came and went. Some established there, some didn't. The Jewish people were given sovereignty over the land all the way back here in the Torah, and have come back to the land that was given to them by God. Again, when you have entered the land of Canaan, which I am giving you as a possession, and I put an infection of Tzara'at in a house in the land that you possess, then the owner of the house is to come and tell the Kohen, it seems to me that there may be an infection in the house. Now, it stood out to me initially, the phrase, I put an infection of leprosy in a house, God speaking in the first person, that I thought that is a negative action of God. Why he would put an infection of leprosy in a house. Of course, we realize that ultimately God allows sickness, allows disease. So in a way, he does it if he has the power to stop it. So he allows it. However, as I studied this further, I came to the realization that this was actually a positive action. Why? The ancient writings, the ancient Midrash, Vayikra Rabbah, says that this is actually good news for them, that lesions of Tzara'at will come upon them. Because the Amorites, one of the ancient Canaanitish peoples of the land, the Amorites had hidden away treasures of gold inside the walls of their houses during the entire 40 years that the Israelites were in the desert. And through the lesion of leprosy, that is, he will demolish the house and find them. Interesting. Not one reference only, but multiple references from the ancients that this is what happened in some of these houses that had to be demolished because of the discovery of leprosy. The owners of the homes found gold and treasure hidden in the walls. See, now this is the way God does things. He is continually turning bad scenarios into our blessing, working together even the bad stuff for our good. He had predicted this to the people of Israel in Deuteronomy 6, verse 10. I'll read it to you. When Adonai your God has brought you into the land he swore to your ancestors, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, that he would give you, cities great and prosperous, which you didn't build, houses full of all sorts of good things which you didn't fill. Water cisterns dug out which you didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees which you didn't plant, and you have eaten your fill. Then be careful not to forget Adonai, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, where you lived as slaves. So the discovery of leprosy, or in some cases, a mildew scourge of some kind that was in the house, mold was considered this kind of creeping disease or creeping plague. At first, it might seem like this is the judgment of God, when in fact, it was God wanting to actually increase and bless his people through the dismantling of an infected house and the discovery of gold and treasure. This is how Adonai, who loves us, blesses us. Never lose sight of that fact when you're going through difficulties of life, creeping plagues, leprosy within your life. He's going to bring gold out of it and allow you to experience precious growth. We'll drop down to verse 49 again. To purify the house, he is to take two birds, cedar wood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop leaves, just like the cleansing of a leprous person. He is to slaughter one of the birds in a clay pot over running water. He is to take the cedar wood, the hyssop, the scarlet yarn, and the live bird, and dip them in the blood of the slaughtered bird and in the running water, and sprinkle the house seven times. He will purify the house with the blood of the bird, the running water, the live bird, the cedar wood, the hyssop, and the scarlet yarn. But he is to set the live bird free outside the city in an open field. Thus will he make atonement for the house, and it will be clean. Once again, the death of the innocent substitute and its blood sprinkled on the infectious house. And then another bird set free, symbolizing new life, death, and resurrection. This is Torah 101.